Marina Kutab, the Eco Goddess, How to Be a Zero Waste Badass, Episode 15, Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast.
I'm Maella Manassian, your host on the Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast. This is a podcast for busy people who want to save the planet by completing one simple eco challenge at a time. Let's do this. Please visit tinyclimate.com to access all episodes, show notes, freely subscribe, and contact us. Hi there. Today I'm speaking with Marina Kutab. She's the Eco Goddess, and the topic of our podcast is all about living a zero waste lifestyle. So hopefully you'll follow us all the way to the end because we do have a few tiny tips, some sustainable strategies that we can all do to make a big difference. Marina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Maella. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Oh my gosh, I'm delighted to be in your presence again.
Oh my God, me too. I've missed you.
Last time we were together, we were having this much fun, only it was your YouTube channel.
Yeah, we did a fun little video on my YouTube channel highlighting your home and showing people how they could zero wasteify their home if they were in a similar situation as you are, where you want to make that step, but you still have quite a bit of plastic in your home.
You shamed me into being zero waste.
The best part was seeing comments in the comment section defending you, saying be nicer to her.
I haven't had a chance to read those, but maybe some night when I need a little, what do you call it?
A boost.
Yeah. I don't know why it was so difficult for me to find that word. Anyway, here we are. So why don't you tell us about yourself?
Okay, so my name is Marina. I go by Eco Goddess on social media, and I love to teach people about the zero waste vegan lifestyle and how they can adjust their lifestyle to be more in alignment with their healthiest and most vibrant being. And that's through, you know, plant-based living and exercising and practicing soulful wellness, I call it, and also giving back. So figuring out how we can contribute to a more just and thriving planet through activism and through, I specifically teach people about the zero waste or low waste lifestyle and how they can reduce their plastic waste and consumption.
You are amazing. We need more Marinas in the world. And I know that you're out there inspiring many more people to be just like you. So why don't we just jump right into it? Can you give us an explanation on what is zero waste?
Yeah, of course. So the zero waste lifestyle is the lifestyle in which you send nothing to landfill, or at least you aim to. You strive to send nothing to landfill. And you have other two areas where you can create waste in a more responsible way, which is through composting. So composting is a great way to start reducing your everyday waste. You can take all your food scraps and put it in your own compost bin. And then once you have your own compost pile, this will turn into humus, which is a very nutrient dense soil that you can then use for your plants if you want to have your own garden, or you can just, you know, leave it there and put soil on the earth. And recycling. So that is the second way that I mentioned. It's another way to create waste. And this definitely isn't the most green way of creating waste, just because the recycling process still requires energy. And with how much it's just changing, China no longer accepts our waste, and we used to export over a third of our recyclable waste to them. So, you know, recycling is one of those iffy topics that maybe we'll get into a little bit more, but I do encourage people to try to reduce that recycling bin waste as much as possible every single week. So that in a nutshell is the zero waste lifestyle. I always like to tell my followers and remind them that there's no such thing as zero waste. We live in this linear economy where things are made not to last and they have an end life, and it typically goes to the landfill. If we lived in a more circular system and circular economy, it would be much more easy to actually attain a zero waste lifestyle. So I've kind of changed my verbiage online to low waste lifestyle. It seems a little less daunting, you know, and for me, you know, I was one of those trash jar girls. I still am. Where I tracked over 2 years of waste in my jar. And I found this was inspirational. It was an inspirational tool for my audience, but I felt as though it actually kind of limited me. And it kind of had people just associating me with that jar. And there's so much more to the lifestyle than just a jar, you know? So perhaps we'll get into that a little bit more.
I definitely want to get into that little jar with you. Yeah. Well, you mentioned quite a bit there. I actually just did an interview with someone from Waste Management for this podcast. And I had heard of the six R's of sustainability, but she reminded me of what those were. And so it's goes beyond just thinking of, you know, reduce, reuse, recycle. It's all about rethinking what we bring, what we choose to bring into our lives, reusing, recycling, repairing what we have, and then reducing, minimizing the waste, and then refusing, I guess. That's first. That should be first, right?
Right. Refuse. I feel like refuse should be the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know rot is in there somewhere to encompass.
So maybe there's seven R's now. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because you mentioned composting.
Yeah. Which is a really great way. I can't believe I didn't use to do it. It was one of those things that I was like, oh my gosh, this is just such an impactful way to make a difference. And it's something that we all create as food waste every single day, even if it's just a banana peel, you know. Typically, you know, when you send that type of waste to the landfill, it gets stuck in a bag where there's no oxygen, and then it creates methane gas, which is far more potent than even CO2. And so that's why it's especially important to send that food waste back into the earth so that it can sequester carbon and pull it back into the soil.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because we are all about lowering our carbon footprint. That's what we're inspiring folks to do. And so that's a really good point. And actually, we'll be having a guest coming on to talk about vermicomposting.
So cool.
Yes. So stay tuned for a future episode on vermicomposting. So let's talk about your little jar.
Yeah.
Actually, let's back up a second. I'm really curious. What was the defining moment in your life where you decided to live a zero waste or a low waste lifestyle?
That's such a good question. There were two defining moments. The first was when I was 10 years old and I traveled to Pakistan, my father's home country. And there I just saw a completely different world. It was an entire culture shock, not only the people and how they dressed and how they ate, but the food, or the waste rather, the waste in the streets. Every single street was decorated with trash, like an inescapable disease. And that, you know, those series of images really stuck with me, and it kind of just lit a fire in me that never really went out. I just knew that was something I felt so passionate about fixing. So that was the first moment when I was 10. But when I was a sophomore in college, actually in 2015, I joined this challenge called Project Green Challenge. It engages with high school students and college students. It's a 30-day challenge, and it teaches students how to transform their lifestyles from conventional to conscious living. Mm-hmm. And so in this challenge, we were given a lot of different themed subjects. One of them was waste. And I then discovered actually another blogger, Lauren Singh. You might have heard of her. She has the blog Trashes for Tossers. And I saw that she had this little jar of waste, which at the time I think was 2 years. And so I was like, oh my goodness. So it was kind of like a light bulb moment. I've always, you know, loved challenges and just learning the very small fact. It's not small, but it's quite large, that the average American creates 4.5 pounds of waste a day, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. I just was like, wow, there is a lot more that I could be doing. And so that's kind of what inspired me. But it was really those two moments. It was actually like seeing the waste and then being older and kind of being able to grasp the idea that, wow, I could do something like that. You know, I could start my own trash jar. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I, you know, I often like to remind folks that we have to become aware of the problem first and foremost.
Yes.
And then, you know, we have to connect in such a way that it compels us to do something about it, right?
Exactly.
So your experience in Pakistan actually reminds me of my current experience in Mexico.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Because so many of the streets are littered with trash.
Wow.
And it just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart every time I take a walk out in my neighborhood and I see all this trash everywhere. I know that there's more that we can do about it. And it all starts with education and really helping to inspire and empower other people to make a difference.
Exactly.
So, wow. Well, your story is very compelling. And
thank you, Mayla.
Thank you for coming in and sharing that with us. And as you mentioned, we've mentioned now a couple times, this tiny jar. It was a mason jar, right?
Yeah, it was a mason jar.
And so is it all the trash you generated in 2 years fit in that mason jar, or just in 1 year, or like?
Yeah, it was actually a little over 2 years. It was about 2 years and 4 months. And I now, as I'm going into 2019, I've started actually a different project where I still am tracking every single piece of waste that I create. But I'm limiting myself less to some of the things that I just genuinely loved and provided me happiness. Things like, I just recently bought this, first time in 3 years, smoky tempeh. It's so funny. But it's just an example of something that...
Is that a food?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a food.
I guess if I was vegan, I probably would know exactly what this is.
I know all my vegans out there, they're like, yes, girl. So that's just an example. I don't do it often, but I have started to rebuy things like this only because I don't believe, again, I've said it before, there is a perfect world. There's a perfect lifestyle. And there are certain things that I did find added to my quality of life. Specifically, I actually in 2019 started lifting more and doing more exercises. And I found that I was just nutrient deficient in a lot of different things. And so supplementing with things like even something simple like tofu or tempeh that are packaged and aren't found, we can't find them in bulk here, was something that I, you know, in the past wouldn't have bought. But now I definitely have been, you know, widening my flexibility. And so, but I nonetheless, I'm still tracking all of that waste to kind of show people what it looks like from extreme of the two and a half years of waste in a single mason jar to now, what is it going to look like for a lifestylist who still has those same values and wants to reduce their waste a lot, but will occasionally buy things that are on the no-no list.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you brought that up because yeah. I have an idea for a future podcast episode. It's called Environmental Hell. Wow. And it will describe what I'm hoping to do is have people come on and talk about the habits that they have that they know they're going to environmental hell for. So I was actually going to ask you, you know, what is one of your bad habits that you're trying to improve?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. I would say I've tried to ban almost all of my habits just over the course of being, you know, extreme with my lifestyle, but probably that one thing of some packaged foods. And it's hard to even admit, you know, there are certain parts of my ego that are like, oh, how dare you, you know? And I think it's just because of my, a little bit of frustration with how things are sold to us and how we don't really have an option in a lot of cases. And if, for example, I was living in a food desert, there's no way that I could live as zero waste as I am now. Simply because most food deserts don't, you know, have these types of bulk options or fresh produce or things like that, which make up the majority of my diet.
Yeah.
You know,
it kills me because I live in Mexico now and I just moved there and we live in an area where the water quality isn't great.
Wow.
And so you can't drink water from the tap the way that we do here in the U.S. So bottled water everywhere.
Wow.
And it just kills me to have those times when I, you know, having to drink out of a plastic. I mean, I take my sustainable here. Just want everyone to know we're here with our sustainable, reusable water bottles.
Yeah, good idea. Take a drink.
Yep. So I take this with me everywhere I go, but you know, there are times down there where you have no choice and it breaks my heart.
Yeah, it truly
but
does.
But there's it's important to be aware of, you know, the impact, so that you can, it's like Maya Angelou likes to say, when you know better, you do better. And so I'm constantly trying to find ways that I can work around these challenges.
I love that.
And that's actually what I love about you, because you give people a lot of hope and a lot of inspiration and a lot of great ideas around, you know, ways that they can change their habits, their lifestyle to be more sustainable.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. You're not going to environmental hell just yet.
Crossing my fingers.
So you manage this mason jar. You're still, it sounds like you're still doing it, but you're being more conscientious of it, and you're allowing yourself kind of some flexibility there, but you're sharing your journey with folks. And I think that's great.
Thank you.
So, what advice, I guess, for those of us that want to try to be more low waste or zero waste, or want to be zero waste badasses, as you like to refer to us, what advice would you give us? Can you offer?
I love that question. So, for people, because I get this question quite a lot on my blog, I've come up with a thing that I like to call the two-step method. It's something that I used when I was going zero waste that I think is an effective tool for people to use if they are to embark on a similar journey. So the two-step method, the first one is to look in the mirror. And so I tell people to literally go to a mirror and look in the mirror and say, damn, you look sexy, but there's a way that you can look less trashy. And so truly do that and take a look in your pantry, in your fridge, and just really take a good look at your life, because you are not going to be able to get from point A to point C without point B. Point A is realizing, okay, I think there's something that I can do. Point B is really looking at that and seeing what can be done. Where are my areas of my life that I'm creating the most waste? And then point C is to start. And step two of the two-step method, making the move and actually transforming your life. And so in that take a look in the mirror period, I would try to locate three main components or, I guess ways in your life that you're creating the most waste. For me, it was packaging. Mm-hmm. So waste from food. And it was also cosmetics. So beauty products, shampoo, I kind of encompass shampoo in there as well. Mascara, lipstick, single use, all of those plastics. And then the third way was actually just single use plastics. So things like spoons or cups. I didn't at the time remember to bring all of these things.
I brought mine today.
I love it to go where that's
yes,
awesome.
I got all my props here just for you.
It's amazing. Clapping. You know, so finding those three major ways that you create the most waste will be really potent in helping you figure out where to go next. So that make the move, that second step of the two-step method, is where you're going to start taking action steps to, you know, to address those three major ways that you're creating the most waste. For food waste or packaging waste, you're going to want to start to go to the farmer's market. I always recommend that people go to the farmer's market because this is one great way that you can source your vegetables and your fruits and your produce completely package free. Just bring your own reusable bags. And if it comes with a...
I have those now. Thanks to you.
Yay, the produce bags.
Yes.
Yay, I'm so excited. So yeah, produce bags are a great thing to bring. Another great thing is to go to the bulk options in your store if you have one. And this is another really important thing. It's not super off topic. It has to do with bulk, but it also has to do with activism, which is if you do live in an area, part of the world that does not have bulk options, start talking with your local stores to see how you could start implementing these types of things in your stores. I think oftentimes we become paralyzed with what we don't have, where we have to become empowered with what we don't have and take action steps to get that, you know? And so that's what I encourage for people who don't have bulk options in their store. Another way, so I mentioned makeup and cosmetics and things like that was a huge way that I was creating waste. I started to DIY. You'll hear DIY a lot on my blog and on my Instagram and YouTube channel.
I love your DIY solutions. In fact, your social media platforms, Eco Goddess, Instagram, and your YouTube channel. to find out like what are her recipes that she's recommending, what are her DIY. I love everything that you put out.
Oh, that makes me so happy. And it truly is fun. I think that's the one thing that I hope to get across to people is that making your own things and doing it yourself can be something really fun to do. Especially if you include friends, if you have like one, you know, girls' night weekend and you guys all decide to make some mascara and lipstick or blush or
that something. That is a great tiny climate challenge.
I love that.
Yes. Someone can try that for a week.
Oh my gosh.
Like make their own product and then try it themselves and see how it works out.
I love it.
Okay. I think we have a really great idea here. We have a lot of tiny climate challenges, but that's just one.
I love that. You know, okay. I love that. I think it's again, like the DIY concept is so powerful, you know, and I just recently released a video yesterday on how to make 5 easy DIY cleaners for the home that I use all the time. And this is something that is not only good for the planet because you save on packaging and flushing those toxic chemicals down the sink.
I'm smiling over here because I saw your post.
You did.
On the marble cleaner, the kitchen counter, like marble cleaner. And then I loved your, you had in the picture added rosemary, I think, a sprig of rosemary. And then you had a little disclaimer at the bottom saying, don't add this to your cleaner because it'll turn your whole solution brown.
It was so funny. I started spraying this and I still used it, mind you, because I didn't want to create waste. So I was still using it, even though it was brown. And one of my roommates, Brent, comes in. He goes, you're really using that on our counters. And I was like, yeah, maybe I should toss this.
I love your honesty, though.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's important to be transparent. You know?
It's true, because then people are going to do that and they're going to be like, Marina, why didn't you tell us this would turn brown? Yeah.
Wow. Well, there's so many great things that you mentioned here. I love the whole idea of starting where you're at.
Exactly.
I think people feel daunted by, you know, living a more sustainable life because they think they have to have all these resources and that they don't currently have. And, you know, they think it's much harder than it seems, right? And so they don't get started at all because it's just too overwhelming for them. But it's so important. Know where you want to go.
I love it.
And then, but be realistic about where you're at.
Exactly.
And then take the steps that you need to get to where you ultimately want to be.
I love it. I love it. And it's a never ending journey. It truly isn't. I mean, I would say it took me a good 2 years to always remember I created a thing called Zero Waste Kit. It's now an actual product, but before I even had the product, I would make my own kit. And that's something I do encourage for people to do. I'm like, yes, I am a deep green environmentalist. Please go and make your own kit. Don't buy my kit. You know,
I do say I'm that so glad you brought that up because you have one here in the studio with us today. Can you open it up and tell us what's in it?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. And I'll open it until you finish my thought, which is that, you know, don't be super hard on yourself. It took me so long to always remember these things. And so just have patience with yourself, nurture your journey and keep feeding yourself and your light, and even make a sticky note and put it on your mirror, in the bathroom saying like, you can do this, or, you know, make less plastic today. Anything that you that will inspire you to keep going. So this is the Zero Waste Kit. It's something that we launched in November of 2018, and our goal was just to, you know, fund our project.
You had a super successful Kickstarter.
Oh my gosh. It was so much fun. It was so tiring, but so amazing. And we got to, you know, connect with global people from around the world, really build a global community of who I call zero waste badasses together.
So tell us the story about this though. I mean, is this something that you were carrying around with you personally and you thought like everyone needs to have one of these, or how did this come about?
Absolutely. It's a great question. So I had maybe been doing my own thing for Eco Goddess on my blog for less than a year, went home for Christmas, and my dad sits me down and he says, what the heck are you doing now? Like, what is your job, basically? And I was like, oh God, I'm getting warm. And he was just like, you know, you're not always going to be able to like be young. He literally said this. He was like, you're not always going to be young and pretty and be able to be an IG model. And he was like, you need a product. You need something that will make a lasting impact on the world. And I was like, Wow. And he was like, so what do you want to make? And I was like, oh, a zero waste kit. And that was the first thing that came to my mind. And I took out a pen and paper. I still have this paper where I drew out pretty much this kit saying, this is what I bring around with me every single day. It's something that I think helps me reduce more than 80% of my waste and something that I think would inspire and help people to do the same. So I spent an entire year sourcing everything, talking to suppliers, making sure that every part of the kit was truly zero waste in nature too. You could actually put it back into the earth so that it wouldn't add to our landfills if something broke. And so that is the zero waste kit. I spent 3 months in that year-long period of sourcing things, really addressing where I could create waste in a day, kind of relearning the zero waste lifestyle, but actually bringing around a pen and paper and being like, okay, I could have created waste there today. I could have created it here. And at the end of those 3 months, I came to only 6 major lifestyle components that I needed every single day. And that is what consists of the zero waste kit. And we have learned from market testing that it does help people reduce their waste by more than 70% every single day.
Wow.
So that statistic of, you know, the average American creates 4.5 pounds of waste a day, if we could get that down to even 2 pounds. At 3 pounds, that's a significant impact on the world. So that's my dream with Zero Waste Kit, is just to have everyone bring around their own Zero Waste Kit, no matter where they are in the world, in life, in their journey, wherever they are. You can bring around this tool every single day to help you refuse those single-use plastics once and for all, and have a little buddy with you, you know, have a little buddy to do it with you.
Like, so an accountability buddy?
Exactly. Yeah, so inside of here is a reusable utensil, and a lot of people probably already have, you know, the bamboo utensils that you see. This is a 2-in-1. It's a spork, and that's just because I am definitely a little bit absent-minded, so I'll lose things.
Yes.
And I would lose either the spoon or the fork. So this is just like a 2-in-1, which I really like. And then there's the reusable straw. It's people with disabilities friendly. The top is actually foldable. It's a silicone, but you can use it for your smoothie, or you could even use it for something hot. The silicone won't, you know, burn your mouth. And I like that because it can actually fold back into the kit. And it also caters to people with disabilities who might not be able to have something firm in their mouth. And it also comes with a reusable cleaner, which comes with not plastic bristles to clean, but actually hemp C-cell bristles. So again, when I was looking into sourcing, my focus was zero waste. My focus was having a product that was truly zero waste, that could actually be composted or recycled or reused. And then there's the napkin, and the napkin is one of the components that I'm most proud of, because these napkins are made from upcycled textile waste from the fashion industry. And so we get this waste, and then we, you know, I work with a local seamstress here in California, and she sews them and gives them a second life. And so the napkin actually has a pouch. So that way, if you are using your kit's jar, you can store everything inside the pouch, and then you just roll it up like this with the strings. And then I call it actually a zero waste burrito.
So convenient.
So you tie it like that.
Wow.
And
genius.
Then you remember how you mentioned the produce bags?
Yes.
I realized while doing that 3 month kind of assessment for myself that produce bags were an essential tool, not just for produce, but for bulk items, or for your sandwich on the go, or for your croissant or muffin, whatever it is. Bring some produce bags with you every single day. You'd be surprised how much they come in handy. And then the last component is the actual glass jar, and the glass jar can be used to store a meal on the go, your leftovers or your smoothie or your coffee. It does have a convenient cork sleeve so that way you don't burn your hands if you do get something warm in it, like a soup. And the reason I chose glass was, again, going back to my own journey. Wide mouth mason jars defined my journey. I always had one with me, even with my reusable water bottle, because the wide mouth mason jar is exactly that. It is a wide mouth jar that you can use for anything. And that's the point of this kit too, is to emphasize the multi-purpose nature of most of the tools that we have access to now. And we have to get innovative. You know, we don't need actually new technology and tools. We already have them. And that's something that I try to remind people of too, is we already have all of these things. We just need a cohesive way of putting it all together, which I couldn't find any such thing on the market. And so that was my inspiration for actually pioneering that and making it, was that even, you know, though I made my own zero waste kit in the past, it didn't conveniently fit together. So I was always missing something. Right. And so that's the point of this, is to just fit it compact in one place, so you don't forget your tools.
Yes. Necessity is the mother exactly. of invention.
Exactly.
I have a tip for your 2-in-1 spork.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's actually some, I've seen these where the edge of the fork is serrated on one side.
Oh my
gosh. So it can be used as a knife as well.
I love that idea. And you know what I've been thinking of is coming out with a version 2.0 of the kit and having a metal utensil. Because some people love bamboo. I love bamboo personally, but I think it would be nice to have a metal option as well for hikers. And I would like to make a hiking zero waste kit for sure. Something a little bit more compact and light, not glass, because glass would be a nightmare on the trails. True. You know.
So this kit is amazing. Where can people find it if they want to get one of their own?
Yeah. So you can find it at zerowastekit.org. And for all of the podcast listeners, just use Zero Waste Badass at checkout for, I believe it's 15% off. It might be more, but it's definitely at least 15% off. And you can use that at checkout.
Awesome. I'm definitely going to be using your discount code.
Yeah, and it's easy to remember. Just be like, what was her hashtag? Oh, yes, zero waste badass.
Well, I so appreciate you coming in. You've shared some great tips with us today. Are there any additional tips for living a sustainable life that you want to leave us with that you haven't already covered?
That's a great question. I love that. And I would say, yes, there is one last thing which just came to me. I've been getting the question since I started my journey of, what do I do if my boyfriend doesn't give a crap, or my family, they don't believe in climate change, or this or that? There will always be opposing forces, especially when you feel so passionate and you feel so mission driven. And my advice would be, focus less on them and stay in your lane and really focus on you. Figure out how you can be the best version of you. And you'd be surprised how that actually inspires the people who oppose it. A lot of my family are climate deniers, and they see the way I live my lifestyle. Even so, they've actually reduced their plastic waste, you know? And so it's something that I've just found in my own journey. It stresses you out more when you think, how can I change people? Never come from that place. It's coming more from that egocentric part of, we all have it. We all struggle with ego. When you come from an ecocentric place of just doing it for the earth and being of service to the earth, it's much more peaceful. There will be much less backlash internally, and you will inspire people. You will inspire people with your passion. They'll feel less judged, and they'll be more, okay, this is about us, right? Not just you or not just me. It's more of a collaborative effort.
I love that. Such fantastic advice. You inspire me each and every day. Thank you so much for being just an incredible light and source of love in this world. I can't tell you just how much I appreciate. I'm tearing up over here. Because what you do matters, and you're doing a great service for all of us. And I'm so grateful.
Likewise, sister.
I'm so delighted, like, that we met.
Me too.
And that we're on this, you know, journey together, a journey to
it's
be,
a gift.
Yeah,
it truly is.
Yes,
yeah.
To be as zero waste, as low waste as we possibly can.
I love it.
Yeah.
Here's to being zero waste badasses together.
Yes. So, we did talk a little bit about that. We want to leave our listeners with a challenge. So, what would you like to challenge our world to be better at?
Such a great question. What would I like to challenge our world to be better at? I think getting resourceful in their own lives. And this can actually bring back the idea of DIY. Mm-hmm. So if we were to pose a challenge for people, I love the idea of, you know, people starting one DIY project, whether it is making their own cleaners or whether it is actually turning, a half of an orange peel into a bird feeder, something like that. You know, there's a lot of different DIY projects.
I've never heard of that one before. Have you actually done this?
Yes.
Is this on
so
your
you use twine?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but you want to have the half of the orange, so like the full cup, so that the feed can go in there. But that's just an example of a DIY project that you can do. But it comes back again to the resourcefulness, because this word, resourceful, I don't believe limits you, even if you are in, you know, a place in the world where you don't have access to all of these bulk stores and options and things like that. You can still be resourceful, and you can still make a difference, right? No matter where you are or what you do, you can definitely still make a difference.
Absolutely. I am nodding like 100% completely right there with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Well, yeah. It sounds like I'm going to be making my own orange peel bird feeder here in the next week or so.
It.
And I'll...
You have to tag me.
I will tag you. I'll share my results photos with all of you.
Yeah. Also, shampoo bars are a really great idea. I forgot to mention that. You know, I mentioned that beauty products were one way that I was creating a lot of waste, and I started making my own mascara and things like that. Also, shampoo. You can make your own shampoo, or you can go for San Diegans. If you are near OB People's Market has a bulk store. Also, Earth Will Refill in North Park. You can just bring your own glass jars and fill up on your favorite shampoos there, which is really cool. So that's another way to reduce waste.
Excellent advice. Well, there you have it. Tiny Climate Challengers, DIY project of maybe of your choice, or we'll give a couple options there.
Exactly.
That people can do. And we'll, you know, love to hear back from someone on what they've done and how successful they were at it. Well, with that, I'd like to close out. I'm Mayela Manassian, your host of Tiny Climate Challenge podcast. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts, or you can find me at tinyclimate.com. Remember that small changes can lead to big results in ensuring a tiny climate. Look forward to seeing you all soon.
Now, for the first time in my life, I truly believe my dreams are possible.